We are on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We had learned in the Baraisa Bas Shalishanim V'yem Echad Miskadeshes B'Biyya, that she's a Bas Biyya, therefore she can become Niskadesh Ayyadei Biyya. V'imbo Aleh Yavam Kona, if the concept of Yibum is applicable to her because she's a Bas Biyya. V'chayavam Aleha Mishum Eishes Ish. And if someone was Mizana with her after she became an Eishes Ish, so there's a Chiyav Mises Besen Al Tzabal Eishes Ish. And then we had an Amid Beizm V'imbole Echad Mikol Arayis Shebetoyre Mumosim Al Yodo. If there's any Bias Erve whatsoever, so the boyel, who's a godel, will is chayv Mrs. Bezen, and the heap ture, you won't give her an einish because she's a ketana. Let us see Taisvitz. V'chayov nala mishameishes ish perish hakunteres im kibul bo avia kedushin. If a father was mekabel kedushin, so, and then someone was bo'aleo, so he's chayiv al tzbiyus eishasish, v'chayov nala mishum eishasish, v'yesh litmoya. So Taisvis asks, amai itzterech v'chayov nala mishum eishasish? Why does he have to speak about a specific case, a specific bias erve of eishasish? V'aktani seifa imbola echad mikol harayi shebeteire mumosim al yodo. We have a very inclusive statement in the seifa that any bias erve that someone will be boil her is mumosim al yodo. And veishes ish bechlau. Now veishes ish is zicher bechlau echad mikol harayi. Eishes ish is also an erve. Kide muchech perik ben tzayra umayre, afilu beheime. Kide ise perik dalet mises. Imbo ala echad mikol arayis mumosim al yodo includes even if the boyo the reiveya was a beheime. Vishmaite dit akole vikolim. So al kaponim, in the Sefer of the Bereise, we have a very inclusive statement that says any bias erve that is made with her has a teres b'yin, there's an einish mis on this. So why in the beginning of the Bereise, the Tana spoke about one case of bias arayis, and he tells us this then, there's no need to be mefaret b'yiseishes ish, since this is included the kol ha'arayish b'teire mumosin al yod. This is Teis Viskash. V'nir l'ri. So the Ri wants to answer, he wants to be chaylik on Rashi. D'koi ayim bo aleho yavam kono. This is a continuation of the second halacha that it says in the Baraisa. V'imbo ala yavam kona, that a yavam is kaine abas shalishanim v'yayim echad. So I first told you that he's kaine her, and then I'm telling you v'chayavin ala mishum eishes ish. Now, what is the chiddush? If he is kaine, so why shouldn't he be chayav al eishes ish? V'komash melom, the kaine kinyin gomu v'chayovin ala af midiraisa. So I want to tell you that even though I said before that a yovam is kaine, this could be misleading. Could be the kinyin is only a kinyin derabona. It's not a kinyin diraisa. And therefore, since it's not a kinyin diraisa, so then there'd be no chiv Mises Besdin, if a person would be boil the Yevoma after Yibum. So the Bereis is telling us, no, that after Yibum, it is a Yibum that is Koine Min HaTeire, and therefore there's an Oynish Misa Min HaTeire. Now, Mehechi Teisi, should I think that Yibum should be different than Kiddushin. If she's a Bas Bia, and it says Bola Yavam Kono, so why should I think that this should not be a Chiyuv Altsaisa Sheish? And that's why the Baraisa found it important to relate this to us. So Taisa says the Salka Daita Chaminud Leikona Elamid Rabban. I would think that since she is a Ktana, so the whole Kinyan Yibum is only Ad Rabban and the Kinyan Kidiyama. Also Bias Bentes Kemaima Begodu. The Gemara says in Yevomins. Now let us appreciate the halacha that the Gemara says. By Kinyan Yibum, there is no need to have das on kinyan. Abol yevimtoi, ben b'shegeg, ben b'meizid, ben b'yoynes, ben b'rotzen, is kinyan. There's no need of das, number one. All one needs is a maise bia, a bias yavam, b'yevimtoi, is kinyan. Automatically she becomes his wife. Afal pikein. The Gemara says in Yevomis, also bias bentes. Now, someone who is ben tesh on him, he's a bar bia by a zocher, a ben tesh is a bar bia. So the Gemara says, it's kemaimer begodel. It's equivalent to maimer by a godel. It's equivalent to just like a yavam will give a yavam a kesef. He's only kaina hamida rabbona. So Abiyas Bentes is Kemaima Begodl. Why should we say such a thing? What cheshbon do we have to say such a thing? The Mamaitina lo lekama bepirkin. We learn that from a posik, me'asher yinaf es eishes ish, prat la eishes kot. We learn out from a posik that the chiyuv niyuf is dafke by an ashes ish and not by an ashes kot. So the Gemara asks, there's no such concept as an ashes kot. What is the pasuk telling me? So the Gemara answers, the pasuk is telling me that I would think that there is a concept of ashes kot by yibum. You don't need das. All you need is a maisa biyit. So I would think that if a person is menayif with a ashes cotton shenis yabma al yedei hakotten, I would think there's a chiyav misa. So the pasuk comes to tell us there's no chiyav misa, and shitas hatoisvus is that the pasuk is telling us that the yibum is not chal. That even though I have all the components that one needs to make a kinyan yibum, all you need is a maisa biyit, there's no need of das liknois. Afal pikein, there's no, the yibum isn't kind. So I see there is a miut akva that if the yavum is a cotton, kinyan yibum does not work when the yavum is a cotton, even though I have all components of yibum. I have a biyit. Hachinami. So one might think, Nase bia biktane kemaima begodol. So we'll say the same thing by a ktane. That means that here it doesn't help me to know that a ktane bashalish shonim is a bas bia. Sure, she's a bas bia. Kotna bentes is also a bas bia. Af al pikein, just like I have a miut, that a yibum of a cotton is not chal, so I would think a yibum of a ketana is also not chal. Kemash melon, so that's what the Barais is telling us. So this is a continuation. Vimbole yavam kono, he's koine, even though she's a ketana, v'chayom nele mishameshes ish, and the reason is poshut, because the gzeiris hakosu is davke ish ashinefes eishes ish prat leishes kotten. That's where the Xeris HaKosov is. By Aktana, I don't have a miut. If the Yavam is Aktana. So therefore, V'chayov Nalem Mishumeshes Ish. That is the Chiddush of the Barais. So, Umiyu Koshin. But Taisvi says, it's difficult to say that this is pshat the barais. The beperik ben tzairer meire dayik meach. The hoilchen bedinei nefoshes achar haroiv. The Gemara says that from this baraisa we see hoilchen bedinei nefoshes achar haroiv. The lawyers lean in acharoiv neichesh dulma eilenesi vabaiti dahoche loy kodesh. Now, let us just explain what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says for 1 minute. We have a klal, legabi certain halachas, that hilchen bosaroit. For example, in hilchas isurin, if I'll have a, I'll find a piece of meat, and the roiv stores fell out from one of the purchases that purchased from one of the stores, I find a piece of meat in the street. So I have here, let's say, 9 stores sell basar kosher, and 1 store sells basar nevela. And I have here 10 possibilities from where this meat came from. I add up the possibilities. If it came from store Aleph, so it's kosher meat. From store Beis, it's kosher meat. The first 9 stores, it's kosher meat. If it came from store Yud, it's treifer meat. So I have 9 possibilities that could be it's kosher. 1 possibility that it's treif. Between you and me, I don't know what the meat is. So there's a halacha. Hilchen achar haroiv. You can rely on roiv. Roiv is not a biru. But if most of the times, if most of the possibilities that could have occurred, this meat would be kosher, I assume that the meat is kosher. That's by Yisurim. When it comes to Momin, I have a birr of Roiv that Reuven owes Shimon money. Then we have a klal, Ein Hilchen b'Momin acha haroiv. Halacha we paskin, that this birr of Roiv is not strong enough to be mighty moment from a muzik. You need a pishnai made it. Since this is not a biril gomu, so we don't rely on roiv to be mighty moment. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin clears a shaila, will you kill someone with a biril of roiv? It means you're taking away someone's life. And because I'm assuming the roiv tzadim are that there is a chiyav misa. So the Gemara calls it for a shayla, and the Gemara brings a raya from this halacha b'chayovin aleo mishum eishes ish. That a person was mizane with an eishes ish. She's a 3-year-old. Not a 3-year-old, one can never know what she's going to grow up to be. Maybe when she'll be a gedoyla, she'll bring simon eilanis. Maybe she won't. Roiv. Roiv noshim are not eilanis. Amit noshim eilanis. Now it says, v'chayoven aleo mishumeshes ish. We kill him. We kill the boil. And the pashta says, we kill the boil right now. We kill him. We're a masrim, you're a boil on eishes ish. So if he has a good lawyer, so the lawyer will tell the best. How do you know that she's an Ashesish? Maybe she's an islandess. Now you can't tell. Who can tell by a 3-year-old? Maybe she's an islandess. Mm-hmm. Now, if this husband would have known that his wife is an islandess, he never would have married her. So she's a Suffolk Ashesish. How can you kill the boy? That's what a good lawyer will tell him. So the Baraisa says, no. Don't fatray me a cup. But I don't know if she's an Alice, but Roiv told him is that she's not an Alice. Roiv nor Shema not an Alice, so I'm not mechuyev to think of such a tzad. I rely on Roiv and I assume, Mistama, she's not an Alice, and I'll kill you. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that from here we see Hoilchen Bedini Nefoshes Acha Roiv. That means we have here a shaila. Is she an islandess? Is she not an islandess? And this shaila is very pertinent for us to be mevara in order to give the boil misa, af al pikein, we were mevara the shaila by relying on roif. That is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, daik mehoch milkosh, de peperg ben tzoyra moire, daik mehach doilchem dini nefoshes acha roif. Die is li loyos lini nacha roif, neichish do ma'ayla nesim. Let it, if we wouldn't go basa roif, let us be afraid, maybe she's an islandess. Vadata do hochi loy kodesh. And what? He did not marry her, if you would have known that she's an islandess, so she's not an Ashesi, she's Kedushay Toys. Ahashte, that's the lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, let us be afraid, adaita da hocha loy kodish. Why do you say, mumosin, chayov nala misham Ashesish? Zarai, we go basaroi. Ahashte, according to the Riz Pshat, given the imbo le yovam koi, so the terminology of the Gemara is not correct. That's what the Gemara should have said. The Gemara should have said he wouldn't have been miyabim her if he would have known that she's an islandess. So from the Loshna Gemara we see, like Rashi, that it's not speaking about Mbola Yavim Kom, it's speaking about a ktane that her father married her off, and that's why the Gemara says, Adaita Dahochi Loi Kodesh. Now, before we go further, there's a tremendous problem that the Achayinim ask on this Taisvis, the Rishash, Habakibega. They ask, Taisvis only has one problem over here. The problem is the Loshon of the Gemara. Havalei lemeima, the Gemara should have said adai, if we're talking about Yibum, we're not talking about Kedushim, we're talking about Yibum. Adai te dahoche lo Yibum. So they ask a kasha, Yibum you don't need das. Abo yivimtoi ben b'shege, ben b'meizid, ben b'aynes, ben b'rotzin. There's no das. So the Gemara couldn't have said adai te dahoche lo Yibum. Because you don't need das. Afilu, if he would have known that she's an analyst, it wouldn't have been miyab. But he was miyabma. What is it different than mezid, than oynes? You don't need das by yibum. This is the kasha they ask on Tosfos. Faket, others want a taine. The loshen is very meduyik. The loshen of the Gemara is very meduyik. Adaita da hocha like kiddush. That means, the mace would have never have married her if you would have known that she's an islandess. So it comes out she's not a yivam. So now this yavam, there's nothing yivam over here because she never was married to the brother. So the same thing that I did the hochelo kiddush. So he also wouldn't be mekadisha. That means that's the Gemara's kash. If you don't go basaroid and we're chayish, she's an islandess. So there was never any marriage whatsoever. The mace never married her, and the yavam never married her. So the Loshna Gemara is very good. The Loshna of Taisvis, Adaita Dahoche Lo Yibim, is very shver. That's what they ask on Taisvis. The Blai Bat Sohiyim. Now, I thought perhaps we could say, Shloi Me'ega, Natshuva Terabbe Kibega, Natshuva Reish Chof Aleph, Rabbi Shlomo Eger is clears a very interesting shaila, and he says it's a machlekes harishayim. That is true. By yibum, one does not need kavona liknais, bein ba'ines, bein ba'rotzen. There's no kavona at all to be kainet. But Rabbi Shlomo Eger clears a shaila. What if a person has kavona bedavke? Not I'm missing kavona. I have kavone not to be koine. What will it then be over there? Could be not koine bal koch. I want to be boyle, but I don't want to be koine. In Rabbi Shlomo Eger wants to say it's a machlokes harishayim in this shaila. So lechayre, this would be an etza on Tosfos and to fend for their kasha. If we will assume that Tosfos holds according to this tzad, that if a person is beferish kavone not to be koine, you're not koine. So Taisa says, so forget the Gemara should have said other words. Adaiti dahochila yibun. That means if he would have known that she's an islandist, he'd have the beferish kavona not to be, he never would want to be kaina. That means not, so that means he has beferish kavona not, he doesn't want to have a wife an islandist. So he has beferish kavona, so it could be adaiti dahochila yibun. What Taisa says means, that he has kavone befeirish not to be kaina an islandist. Perhaps that's pshat in Taisus. Maybe the lashon is not mashma like that. Adat v'dosal yibim means you don't have a befeirish adas, and that is, you don't need das. Al kaponim, perhaps this would be pshat in Taisus. So al kaponim, so Taisus is asking Akashan himself, if we will say that, that speaking about Yibum, so the terminology of the Gemara is very not meduyik. V'chiteime da kedushin da ochiv shemeskoi. This is what the Gemara means. The Gemara is not speaking about the Yob. The Gemara is speaking about the ochiv shemes. Alochi kama da daite da ochi lekidish. That's what the Gemara means. V'hashte mai nafkemine. So Taisva says, that the hashte by lemay nafkemine, do you have to say that he was not mekadisha adato that she's an islandist? Afilu adaita the hochi kodesh mikol maki matzil lemifrach amay chayov mishmeisa shish va islandist labas yibumi dechsiva sheteleit prat la islandist. So Taisva says, but that's not the criteria. You don't have to ask if you're worried that she's an islandist, you don't have to say, you know, maybe she's not an Eishes Ish because the husband didn't want to marry her, the first husband. If we're talking about an islandist, so it's Leimah Leimah, that Philly did want to marry her. She's still not the Eishes Ayovim because you can't make Yibum with an islandist. Says Asher Teleit, Pratla islandist. So that's Tais Viskash. So the lashon of the Gemara would seem like Rashi, we are not at all speaking about Yibum. Lechein nira leforish, so therefore Taisvus is chayza. The chayov nala mishumeshes ish, it's a mikzas chazor. Beina imbo ala yovam, it's speaking about the case of Yovan also. Beina eishes ish ta almekoi, or it's going on an eishes ish also. Maybe what Rashi says is true. But it's also going about a yov. The chiddush have the koy namim bol a yov. The chiddush is that means chayov no mishemesh shish is talking about all cases. However, she became an eishes ish through kiddushin al yedei avia through yibum chayov no mishemesh shish. Now, why did he specify this halacha? Why don't we rely on the sefer? Because he wants to tell us that by Yavam you also have al Seishes Ish. So that's why he made a separate case of Chayav Nushem Eishes Ish. But the minute he made a separate case already, now we're talking about all Eishes Ish. The reason why he had to speak specifically about Eishes Ish is he wanted to tell us this Chiddush of Yavam. That Yibum and a Ktana is Chal. But the minute he told us this already, so now already he's telling us, B'derech Klal, however she became an Eishes Ish, Chayom Nel Mishem Eishes Ish. So Memele, V'hosam Pore, yeah, the Miseif Edibol Lechem Mikol Arayu Slav Eshaminim, the Mila Mishtam El Davke Eishes Ish, so to tell me that after Yibum she's also an Eishes Ish, that's why he had to come and tell us this case, v'chayom nal mishum eishes ish, v'lo after Yibum. V'hosim porit, but so that's why he specified a new case of eishes ish. But now this new case of eishes ish is speaking about all oifanim, how she became an eishes ish. V'hosim porit, mo dechayom mishum eishes ish, v'chayom mishum eishes ish. There the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, well, you're speaking about all Eishes Ish, let us be afraid, maybe she's an islandist, and Adaita Dahocha, the husband never married her. Zarayu, we go Basarayu. V'arav Rav David Tiritz, Nitzach Lemisne V'chayovan Olem Mishum Eishes Ish. No, mamish like Rashi. We're not talking about Yom. We're talking about Eishes Ish. So why do I have to need a new bove to tell me Chayom Ishem Eishes Ish? Why is this not included b'chol harayis mimos mayod? It lash minin the sefer the mimos mayod rotzoloyme wants to include the afa behime. To tell me that the Sefer is very inclusive, the Sefer is even calling, is speaking about a Revius Behemet. That means, if Eishes Ish would be included in the Arayis, Shemumosin, Al Yodo. So then I would think all Arayis include all cases which are similar to Isisis. Avla Behem Aloy, Avla Ashtaditone Bereshe. But the Chayovin Ole Mishamashis, the Chayovin Ole Mishamashis. So Mimele, so then I don't have to say that Kol Arayis, Mimosin, Al Yodo is only speaking about a case, Dum Yadeshis. That the boil is a person, and you can't say for the tanim also be other. Shmini chidish that voice the rice loy domulaishes ish kmeh behime amrin in the regis is coming to tell us in the regis. Now let us start the next sugya. This is a hemshach of what we had learned till now. The Gemara is clearing a shayla. Is bia eres anayse or nisu anayse? That is the shayla of the Gemara. Toshma, ukvar sholach Yechanan ben Bagbag etzel Rab Yehuda ben Seir le Nitziv. Rab Yechanan ben Bagbag sent a messenger, a letter to Rab Yehuda ben Seir, and he said, I heard something, shamati alecha, sha'ata oima arusa bas Yisrael aicheles betruma. I heard a psamoyredik psak. Bishimcha, I want to verify this, that you said that an arusa bas yisrael echeres betrum. Shalach loy. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira sent back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag. Va'ata yata oima kein. This is a chiddush by you? You disagree with this? Muchzakani vach, I always assumed sha'ata boki bechedrei teira. I always said the greatest covet for you. I thought you were a boki bechedre teira all over. In lidrash bekalvachayim riyata yedei. Nice, you don't even know tedashna kalvachayim. That means it's amazing. You nishtoimim how I could have said that an arusa bas Yisrael eats trume. I'm saying blom pshutim. It's a poshit kalvachayim. What's the kalvachayim? Uma shivcha knanis she'ein biyosa machilosa betrume. A shivcha knanis that biyosa is not machil her betrume. Person with boil a shivcha knanis. Kaspa machilosa betrume, but if a person, a kohen, purchases a shivcha knanis bekesef, she eats trume. Zu, an aruse, she biyosa machilosa betrume. And Arusa that be is machel betrume, so avade give is kesef will also be machel betrume. So mina teire I hold for davar poshut that an arusa eats trume. Avol maase shrei amur chachama, but chachamim maased. Ein arusa bas yisrael echeles petrume ad shetikoneis lochupe. They said that an arusa does need trume. We'll see the time is out. Ule, that Ule had said if she'll be permitted to eat trume, and she's an arusa, so she's together with her brothers and sisters, and she'll have trume, and the brothers and sisters will ask her that she should share with them what she's drinking, what she's eating, and we'd come to meir de kekil kulim. So therefore, so they said, she's not allowed to eat trum. But mina teire, there's no shayla whatsoever, mina teire, she's if allowed to eat trum. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. She'ein bi'osa machilosa. Im bo alea koyin, vulaikona bekesef. If a koyin was boal shivchosoy, he wasn't kind of worth kesef. Eina eicheles, she won't eat tume. De boinin kinyin kaspoy. You need kinyin kaspoy. Ukidushi nami lay tovsi bo shetemu kudeshis lay bibiyoso. Shrehi kechamoyer. Am hadoy malachamoyer. So I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying, Rashi seems to be explaining, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira say that a shivche that belongs to a kohen will not eat truma yedei beer? So Rashi seems to be saying there'd be two oifanim that one could think that she could eat truma. One, she could eat trume als kinyin, als shifre. The bia should make her koni to the other. So that Rashi says, well, it says kinyin kaspoy, so bia won't help. Then Rashi says, well, maybe a shifre should be able to eat trume als wife of the kohen. Rashi says she can't become a wife because she's amadim alachamer. There's no issues by a shifre. So bia cannot be machala betrume, not als kinyan shivches and not als kinyan issues. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Now let's go to the first half of Rashi. The first half of Rashi, Rashi is saying, why can bia be machal her als kinyan shivches? So Rashi says, well, it says kinyin kaspoy. Kinyin kaspoy. So it would seem that Rashi is telling us that you can't be kaina a shifra with bia because it says kinyin kaspoy. First of all, the Rishalmi, the beginning of Kedushin, wants to make a kal b'chaymer. Ma'adoch isha she'ine niknis b'chazoke Niknis bebiye, shivche shen niknis bechazoke, eine dinshetai niknis bebiye. So, you should be able to be kind of a shivche with kinyan biye. Hamad loime vis nachalta moisom lefnechem achreichem, that the tzukish te karke, that you're not kind of with biye. Fine. So, the Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi had a hava mine, they should be kind of a shivche bebiye, the Yerushalmi had to find a pasuk with nachal tamoisam to tell you not kind of bebiya. We had once mentioned the Gemara weiter davchov beizam et beiz. The Gemara also has a pilpul to be kind of shivche bebiya. And the Gemara says, a whole cheshbon, he can't be kind of bebiya because she can't he nenes, it's not called a maisa kinyin. There's a whole Gemara weiter. And all of a sudden Rashi says, well, you can't be kind of shivche bebiya, kinyin kaspoy. Sanudrash, that you can't be kind of shifra bebi. Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two, there's a murdike kasha that Rabbi Kevege asks an asugye. Agamore is making a kalvachayma from shifra. What is the kalv? Madoch ha shifra. That ain bi yosa machilosa. Kaspa machilosa. So that means, let's analyze the kalvachayma. Shifra is very difficult to. The many problems in order to enable her to eat truma. Ein biyosa machilosa. But kesef, a kesef yanes akel. Kesef, even a shivche can eat truma. So ishe that bia machilosa. Shmael, father give us kesef. So what are you telling me? That it's easier for a isha to eat truma than a shivche. Shivche, ein biyosa machilosa, kasma machilosa. A shivche chazok is machilosa betrume, chalipin is machilosa betrume. Who told you that an isha is much easier to eat trume than a shivche? You make a chazok in a shivche, she can eat trume. You make chalipin in a shivche, she can eat trume. The isha. So the whole kal v'chayma is very difficult. This is Rabbi Kevege's akasha. Lulei de Mistafina, I'd like to say pshat in our Gemara which perhaps was for Emperor Rabbi Kevegis Kasher, and we would understand Dachsameh what Rashi is saying. But I'd like to give a shtikel hakdomim. There is a Chuvis Avne Meluyim in Simen Yud Zayin that says, Moiridiki Yesaidis. And I'd like to mention three of the Yesaidis that he says. Yesaid number one, he says, it says, Kinyin Kaspa Yoichlu Balachmai. Kinyin Kaspa is speaking about Achilles Trumen. This pasuk is speaking about Achilles Trumen. Kinyin Kaspa Yoichlu Balachmai. They're allowed to eat the Trumen they belong to a kohen, kinyin kaspoy yoichlu belachmoy. Now, this kinyin kaspoy is speaking about three different cases. Case number one, a behemah. A kohen has a behemah, he's allowed to give the behemah kashinei trume. Now, a zor is allowed to give his behemah trume, he's a kohen. Kinyin kaspoy yoichlu belachmoy, allowed to give it trume. That's the din. A behemah of a kohen is allowed to eat trume. There's a second aloche, a shivche, an eved, kohen is allowed to eat trumen. There's a third aloche, an arus is allowed to eat trumen. So we have three, for Yemes, we have three cases of kinyan kaspa yoichlu balachmai, which include a beheime, a shivche, and an ish. Zuktav nimeluyim, that the emerson, there's a yisaidistik echilik between these three kinyan kaspas. Let's speak about the first and the third, and we'll come to the second in a minute. Kinyan kaspoy, that tells us that a behema is allowed to eat trume. You know what that is saying? That is saying a behema that belongs to a kohen is allowed to eat trume. Now a behema belongs to the kohen. It's completely his. It's his behemoth. It's allowed. That's kinyan kaspoy. That's his possession. That's called kinyan kaspoy. That's his possession. The behemoth belongs to the kohen. Allowed to eat trume. Let's talk about an isha, an arusa. She belongs to her husband. We mentioned in the beginning of Dushan isha niknes that. It says nikness, but there's some sort of a kinyan. We have to define exactly what the, but it's not a kinyan moment. It doesn't have any schusay moment in her. It's nothing. There's no schusay moment. It's not yersha, not nice here, the garnished. There's a psanikness. Can we compare an arusa to a behemah? Zichanat. We can't say, well, this is his possession. This is the possession of the kohen. And shodik, and the rusa is not a possession of a kohen. Zakta avni miluyim. You know what kinyan kaspoy means? It doesn't mean this is his possession, his monetary possession. That's not that. By behemoth, that's the taich. By isha, that is not the taich. You know what kinyan kaspoy means? Kinyan kaspoy means he was kainahar with kesef. Not this is his kesef. No, he acquired her with kesef. What kind of a kinyan does he have in her? A kinyan issa, not a kinyan mummy. So kinyan kaspoy, when we look at a behemoth, we translate it, this is his monetary possession. That's kinyan kaspoy. That's why his cow will eat trume. This is his monetary possession. When we come to an aruse, and she eats trume, it's kinyan kaspoy, we say, no, this is koniloi, a kinyan issa, al yedei kaspoy. Fine. And the proof of the pudding that this is true, because there's a Rashi in Ksubis that says something very interesting. So Rashi says, how do I know if an arusa that was nikne bishtar, she also eats trume? How do I know an arusa that's nikne bebiye, that she eats trume? Rashi had a problem. Now, I would ever ask such a kasha by a behema, it was kainu with Mashiach, kainu with chili. The pasuk isn't talking about how you kainu. The pasuk is talking about that this is my monetary possession. The behema belongs to me. The pasuk bechlal is not going into the oifen akinyan. That's by a behema. But by an isha, if an isha eats trumal skinyan kasboy, you cannot say that She eats because she belongs to her husband. Chas v'shalom, she doesn't belong to husband. So therefore, if Kinyan Kaspa is Malba Narusa, there's a different translation, Legambri. There it means he was Kaina with Kesef. What was he Kaina Kinyan Issa? But this Kinyan Issa, Shaboh al Yedei Kesef, is also Machal Betumen. So therefore, Rashi is a legitimate question. So what if he's Kaina with a Yedei Shtar? A very good kasha. So Rashi says, Iski Shabai Yisla Dodi. It's a Behoysel Ishacher, so we're Makish Kesef to Shtar to be. So we learn out, just like Kesef is Machal Betumen, so Shtar is Machal Betumen, B is Machal Betumen. Fine. So now it says in the Pasuk, when we're speaking about that an Eish is Koyin and Arusa is Koyin needs Tumen, the Pasuk is telling us an Arusa was Nikne Al Yedei Kesef or Shtar or Biye, that's eats Tumen. That's what the Pasuk is about. But the Kinyan is, it's not his money, it's his, he has a Kinyan Isser in her. Fine. Now before we come to Shivcha, we have here a Kal V'chaimer from Shivcha. The Mad of Shivcha Shani Niknes Bebiya Niknes Bekesef is a Mad, no, I'm sorry, Ma Shivcha Shani Machilo Bebiya Machilo Bekesef is Isha. Why do we have to talk about a Shivcha? Let's talk about a Behemah. Let's make the same Kal V'chaimer. Mad of a Behemah Shani Machilo Yedei Biya Machilo Yedei Kesef. So Isha, that's Machila Yidei Bia, about the Gibbish Bia Machila Yidei Kesef. Why is such a Kal V'chaimer not said? So, for many reasons, but the Poshet, the reason is Dasach Mir, because the Poshet, when we speak about a Behemah, we're not speaking about that it was Koinahar, the Behemah, Kinyi Kaspai by Behemah does not mean I was Koinah the Behemah with Kesef. Like Rish Lakish, Mashiach is kind of with Mashiach. I was kind of with Chalipim. I was kind of with Agboa. You can be kind of behemoth through many. I found Kinyan Kaspi does not. Kinyan Kaspi means the behemoth belongs to me. Now, could one make a limud that just like a behemoth eats Trumah, a behemoth kind of eats Trumah, so an Isha should also eat Trumah? They're two different sugim. A behemah eats truma because the behemah belongs to the kohen. A isha does not belong to a kohen. So, the behemah is not nikne bebiya, nikne bekes. The whole concept doesn't apply. That's why in our Gemara, we're bechlal not speaking about behemahs. We're speaking about a shifchim. That's Hagdoma Aleph. Hagdoma Beis, now let's talk about a shifchim. So the Avni Miluyim says two Yesoides, and from these two Yesoides, I'd like to perhaps say a Moir Dikachidish. The Avni Miluyim says Shivche and Eved Mitzad Echot is Doime to a Behime. It's also Gufay Konoi. I mean, this is my money. This is, so you can translate Kinyan Kaspoi by an Eved. This is my money. It belongs to me. How became your money? Achilik, it can become your money through Chalipin, through Mashiach, through Hagbah. Kinyan Kaspi means it's your money. That's one type of Kinyan Kaspi, of a Shivche. So this Shivche is mamish similar to a Behemah. Then Dan Nimilum brings down a Moiridik Ezach. He brings down that if a person had a Eved Knani, a Mafker Avdoi, he was mafkir the Eved Knani. He doesn't have any mominess in him anymore. He's also Eichel Betrume, because he has a Kinyan Issa. That is, so he also eats Trume. He eats Trume als the Kinyan Issa. So a Eved and a Shivche have in themselves these two Eifanim why to eat Trume. They can eat Trume before Hefke, outs, they're like a behemoth. The mamish like a behemoth, just like a behemoth eats trumah, so an eved also eats trumah, so that it's konuloi. But then, they could, if after Hefke they also eat, so there's another cheshbon why they eat, because kinyin kaspoi, of the kinyin iso. Now, if you say kinyin iso, so then kinyin kaspoi has to mean I was kinder with Kesef. And then we'll say, Amoyre de Kechidish, and perhaps it's true. That we'll say a Chidish, that this second halacha, that a Shivche, a Neradeva Kanani, can eat Tume, Mitzad the Kinyan Isar Shaboy, even though he was Mapke's Mominis, this is only if he was kinder with Kesef. But if he was kinder and Eved Knani with Chazoke, with Meshiche, and he was Mapke them, then he can't be, then they won't be able to eat Tume. Because if the Halacha, if they're eating now Tume Mitzad the Kinyan Iso Shebem, the way that the Miluim says, so you can't call Kinyan Issa Kinyan Kaspa. This is not the same Kinyan that one has in a Bahim. He doesn't have any Kinyan moment whatsoever. And just like we're forced to say by a Isha, just like we're forced to say by an Isha that Kinyan Kaspa by an Isha has to mean he was kinder with Kesef, and therefore we have to say, how do you know if you were kinder with Shtaiv, you're kinder with Bihuk, Shua Abayis Ladodi. So if an Eved in a shivche, that he was mafkir then, and they eat mitzat kinyanisse, it's dafke if it was nikta bekesef. L'chayre apichesben, we should have to say this. V'imkeinem anachnu. So l'chayre, that is what our sugya is speaking about. Our sugya is speaking about an evik nani in a shivche, that there yemachal betruma als the kinyanisse. If I want to learn out isha from shivche, so you have to learn out that they should eat out the same time, just like a shivche can eat out kinyan isa, in parentheses, when there's no kinyan moment. So who adin, an isha can eat out kinyan isa, when there's no kinyan moment. So then Rashi is very good. So Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, Ein biyosa machilosa imbole akoyin v'loikona bekesef ein ayacheles the beinin kinyan kasper. Rashi says when we're saying that konilobe we're saying that a kinyan iser is machil, this is davke he need kinyan kasper that he was kinder bekesef, not that he was biyu won't help over here. Biyu helps by isha because of shabayis ladodi, but biyu will not help by kesef. So it would be for him, for Rabbi Kevega's kasher. Rabbi Kevega asks, we have a chomer of shivcha over isha. A shivcha chazok is koine, chalipin is koine. Chazok and chalipin is koine, that only works because money wasn't mafke them. And then the din achilas trume is mitzad their mamaynoi. From that, I bechlal can't learn out isha from shivchen. Perhaps there's some truth to what I'm saying. Now let's go further. Kaspo machilosa. V'chsiv, so a shivche will not eat trume al yidei biye. Kaspa machilosi d'chsiv kinyin kaspoi u yoichel boi. Zu shebiyoso machiloso anishe. The biya is machil, kusal kadaita chashte, the biya oise nisuin. Now, because there's a big problem. How did the Gemara know that biya helps and kesef doesn't help? And the problem is gets aggravated because if we are saying that the whole reason an arusa eats aydei kesef is because of kinyan kaspoi, so fakert kinyan kaspoi, Rashi says in Ksubis, I know that kesef is machu biya, I know from kesef al sukshu abayis ladodi. So the Gemara now is going, I did not know that Kinyan Kaspoi applies to an Isha. That's what I want to figure out over here. That the Kinyan Issa of an Isha is also Machal Betume. So I want to make a Kal V'chomer from Biye. Zu Shebiyosa Machilosa Kasal Kedai Techashte De Biye Oise Nisui.
The Gemara held now that Bia makes Nisuin. Kidem Eforish was, like the Gemara is going to explain, and that's why this is brought into Asugye. The Nisei's Pshita Leida Ochla, the Nafkalei Besifri, Mikol Teir Bebeischa Yeichola Yisai. Ach, the Ben Bagbag, Osem Toni Lo. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, the Gemara had a Hava Mine, the Gemara had a Hava Mine that Bia is Machel Betruma, because Bia makes Nisuin. And how do I know that Nisuin is Machel Betruma? So Rashi brings a Pasuk, Kol Toyer Bebeischa Yoichol Kodesh. So let us, the way the Gemara held now, so the Gemara is saying as follows. If Isha has a oifen to eat trume als nesue, kol toi bedeisra yechol kodesh, avada gevis, an Isha should have this oifen of kinyin kaspoi. That is lachayre da kal vachayme, because Shivcha doesn't have this. Va'afal pikein, Shivcha eats truma als kinyin kaspoi, so Isha should also, and Arusi should eat als kinyin kaspoi. I'd like to elaborate one more second on this nekude. The way we are saying now, there are two reasons why an Isha eats Tumah. There's one reason why an Isha eats Tumah als Kinyin Kaspoi. And we're saying just like Kinyin Kaspoi applies by a Shivcha, Avad Gives Kinyin Kaspoi should apply by a Naruse. One cheshbin. Then there's another cheshbin, and the suits truma als koil kol toil bebeischa yoichol kaidish. Bebeischa means nesuim kol toil bebeischa yoichol kaidish. So what are these two halachas? So Arsach Meir, I once saw b'shem Rabaran zechayinu levorche. Perhaps others say this also, that there's a moiridik achilik between the din achilas truma of an aruse and the din achilas truma of an asue. And the din achilas truma of an aruse is as follows. It means that she's a zol, she's a bas yisrael, but the kinyan of the baal enables her to eat truma. She's koni to a koyin, hayidei keser, she eats truma. Just like we have a kinyan kaspoy of a shivche, just like we have a kinyan kaspoy of a behemoth. So in all these three cases, the behemoth is weiter a behemoth, the shivche is weiter a shivche, but the belonging to a kohen enables them to eat trume. So a ruse is a zoro, but she's koni to a kohen, so she eats trume. That's the posik of Kinyan Kaspay. Kol Toil Beveisra Yoichol Kodesh is telling us after Nisuin she becomes a Kehenes. She herself gets Kedushas Kohune. And Vafsach Mer Anafkemine will be, are you Mekayim the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma by giving it to an Eishas Kohen? So the Nafkemine will be, it matters when. If she's an Aruse, there's no mitzvah to give her Truma. She's an Arusa, she's a Yisraelis. You can't give, she's allowed to eat Truma, that's right. But there's no mitzvah to give her Truma, she's a Yisraelis. After Nisuin, she becomes a Kehenes. That's called Terbe Vaisra Yechol Kaidish. He has an Atzmiistik Yedin to eat Truma. So Memele, so that is the Kal V'chaimen. That means, if by an Isha, there is an Efsholos of Nisuin, being Nisuin Oysa, that can make her, that she becomes a Kehenes, Kota Beveisra Yechol Kodesh. So if she has such an opportunity or such a Koyach, Avadi Gevis, the Halacha of Kinyan Kaspay should also apply. That smaller din should also apply to her. Because we see this smaller din by a Shivche. Is a Vadigavis, it should apply by an Arusa.